I remember last week when your new friend introduced you to our group when we met. And one thing that I thought was very interesting was that you became this PhD and you're in this room with all the PhDs, the smart professors, and you see like these people are not happy. Mm-hmm. Like, how was it to realize that? Because I know I was a world medalist, and it's like 20 years in the making to mm-hmm. to have that moment of like gratification, and mm-hmm. it's fun. Mm-hmm. But like two weeks later, I got fired from my job. So mm-hmm. it's like I'm up here and then I'm down here. Mm-hmm. But then I realized like it's fun. These things are amazing, but it doesn't change who you are mm-hmm. unless you change, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how was it to like realize that?
Yeah, it's interesting. My goal, my journey, the first part of my journey, I would say the first 25 years of my life has always been an outcome driven type of journey. When I achieve this, then I'll be happy. When I get that straight A, I'll be happy. When I get that girl, I'll be happy. When I get my bachelor degree, I'll be happy. My master's, I'll be happy. When I turn 25, I'll be happy. When I turn 30, I'll be happy. When I get my PhD, I'll be happy. Yeah. And the interesting thing is when I lived my life that way, I was happy when I achieved that outcome for 1 nanosecond. Yeah. Oh, yay. Yeah. Then immediately my brain goes, what's next? I couldn't even enjoy walking across the platform when I received my PhD.
It's like I recognize myself in you, because when I was 18, I became a national champion in karate as a junior. And on the car driving home from the competition, instead of celebrating, I was like, fuck, how should I be able to win next year, because it's that kind of thing. Like, I didn't enjoy it because I just had that so much pressure. And then over the years, it took me maybe 10 years, I learned how to handle these things and know that it is about the journey, even though it's just, everybody says it, but I believe it's true that mm-hmm. to enjoy the everyday life and the pursuit of growth. Mm-hmm. But like how have you learned to handle those kind of things now? And how did you do?
Yeah, so it's really important. One of the key things that I realized is that if I don't enjoy the journey, I won't enjoy the outcome. It's so important. I want to say that one more time. If I don't enjoy the journey, I won't enjoy the outcome. So what that means to me now is every day, even when times when it's frustrating, when I'm not, getting the results that I want, or when people don't respond to me in a way that I wish for. The important thing to remember is everything is a gift. It's either a blessing that I achieved this outcome that I want, or an opportunity for growth. Yeah. And to use that as a mantra all the time. That's how I can remain present in this moment. Otherwise, it's very easy for me to resort back to how I was, an outcome-driven life.